I do a lot of interviews for this program, most of them recorded earlier in the week. Before we start, I'll usually chat with a guest a little bit, get him comfortable. Here's one of my standard lines.
Do you have any questions before we jump in with the interview?
Rarely does anyone take me up on that offer. Albert Tootie Heath sure did.
Yeah. How old are you?
I am 45 years old.
And where are you from?
This went on and on. Tootie Heath is one of the most accomplished jazz drummers ever. I was dying to interview him, and here he was interviewing me.
Question: are you from Vietnam?
No.
I'm just guessing.
The 79-year-old has played with everyone from John Coltrane to Ethan Iverson, the piano player for the Bad Plus. Iverson and bassist Ben Street joined Tootie Heath for his new album, Philadelphia Beat. Philadelphia was a ridiculously fertile spot for jazz when Heath was coming up. Coltrane, McCoy Tyner, Lee Morgan, they all played with Tootie.
It seemed like my house was the capital of jazz because of Jimmy and my brother Percy, who joined us later. He was busy being a Tuskegee Airman for a few years. So
your brothers played bass and saxophone.
Jimmy played the saxophone,
yeah.
And Percy, he started the bass when he got out of the service. This is unbelievable. And he played for a couple of years around Philadelphia. Next thing I know, he's on recordings with Miles Davis and Charlie Parker and all of the great players. He was one of the top recorded musicians in the 50s or so.
Let's talk about some of the tunes on this record. The tune Concord, Ethan Iverson writes that you made him and Ben learn what he calls a monster. Why is this so tricky to play, and why'd you force them to learn it?
You know what? The bass part is, I think, doable. But what Ethan plays on the piano is Milt Jackson's part plus his part.
Milt Jackson, the vibraphone player.
The vibraphone. He plays the piano part that John Lewis played, and he plays the vibraphone part at the same time, simultaneously. And Ethan says it's difficult, but he plays it, and it doesn't sound difficult,
right.
But I know it is. I know what he's doing over there is, like, unbelievable with
it
two
sounds
hands.
Pretty.
Yeah, he's playing a fugue with himself. To do is play the little bell part that Connie Kay played, but I decided not to do it on the bells. I do it on the rims of the drums, but it's kind of effective. It does a little something to it. I don't know if John Lewis would approve of me taking these liberties with his arrangement, but he's dead, so who cares?
And how did you guys end up playing Bach?
Ethan Iverson. You know, I don't care nothing about Bach. I hate Bach.
But, really?
Yeah, I hate that. It goes on and on. No rest, no nothing. No swing, no nothing.
There's some swing. Fuck swing.
Well, that's a matter of opinion. It swings for you. It doesn't swing for me.
Okay.
Bach never did. They don't come to the Vanguard to hear Bach. I don't think.
Yeah. But if Ethan plays some Bach, you'll join in? You'll be happy about it?
You know, my theory with music is that it only lasts for, what, a song. But then it's over. So when do you play it again? Maybe tomorrow. Maybe not. You know, if people throw tomatoes at us, we don't play that anymore. Playing the drums, you have to be very flexible, and you have to play a lot of different things. People ask you to play funny meters. I've written a song myself in a funny meter that my brother refused to play because he says he doesn't play in 7/4. He says he plays in 4/4. I wrote a song that's in 7/4 that Ethan loves to play it, and we recorded it, and Ethan called me up and said, man, I would like very much not to include this song because I didn't like myself on it. And I remember back in the day when I used to record here in New York, and whenever Wynton Kelly, a pianist, would make a mistake on anything, he would scream like somebody was killing him. And it would stop the take, and then they would say, what's wrong? Oh, man, I played a B-flat here, and I should have played an H chord. That's no such thing, you know.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, it's no such A, B, C, D, E, F, G,
right?
H, I, J, K chord, a J7.
That's pretty avant-garde.
Yeah. So anyhow, I was of the opinion that Ethan should have screamed and stopped the take.
I hear you snapping.
Yeah, that was the end of what I just said. That was a period.
Okay.
I put periods on the end of things.
I guess it makes sense. You had some percussion in.
Absolutely. There's another one.
We talked about your brothers, Percy, who's not with us anymore, and Jimmy, and you followed them in a jazz performance. You were the youngest. Was there a moment early on when you just knew you were going to be a jazz musician, this is what you had to do?
No, there was never a moment that I was certain about the future in music. I remember playing with these guys, Sam Reed and Ted Kirsten, in what we call the Bebop Trio, which was alto, drums, and trumpet. That's a real strange instrumentation. I mean, most people need a bass, and a lot of people like a piano,
right,
in there, or some melodic chordal instrument. We didn't have any of that. We had a very monaural sound, and we were trying to be Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, and we weren't. And that those, I always tell my friend, it's a good thing there was no sound with those photographs because it would be pretty bad. But playing in the place across the street from where I lived, some adult people were good enough to let us come in there and play in there, and it must have been awful. And one guy came up and gave us 75 cents as a tip. And he was drunk, of course, you know, and he walked over, oh, you kids are great, and he gave us 75 cents, and I realized then that's a quarter apiece. Hey, man, we can get paid for doing this.
Well, I'm glad you guys got that 75 cents, though, because you got a lot better.
Yeah, I've been making money at this ever since. 75, dollar, dollar and a half, 50 cents.
That's Albert Tootie Heath. I think the only man who could insult Johann Sebastian Bach and make me laugh. His new album is called Philadelphia Beat. Mr. Heath, it has been a joy speaking with you. Thank you.
I can insult others, too, if you want me to.
If you like, yeah.
Yeah, I can just tear. I give you a list.
Just don't mess with Beethoven, okay?
Yeah, he's okay.
Okay, good. We're all right then.
And he's dead.
Thank you so much.
And I'll see him when I get to hell. All these guys are in hell. I'll see him when I get there. Okay, it was good talking with you. And I'll save a seat for you in hell as wise.
All right. Tootie Heath, I'll see you in hell.
Okay.